last year, our speaker asked us not to sing that song till Tuesday or something that week. I had totally forgotten. Anyway, she's like, can you please not sing it till Tuesday? And we're like, ooh, we'll try. But because it fit in her, what she was speaking about, so she wanted to sing Pharaoh, Pharaoh then. And I was like, we almost had like an uprising of like 70 angry children, but yeah. I think we got to Tuesday and then we were able to sing it, and then we had to sing it like 100 times since then. But anyway, it's a favorite. So
that is something that we've inherited. Like you said, it's not part of your camp upbringing, and it wasn't actually part of mine either. And when we got there, I had to learn that song day one because so many kids had asked for it, and they said, well, you can't do GLBC without that song. And we've proven that true. We've tried to actually not do it, and there is just about a riot if we don't. So that, the only thing missing here is you gotta turn the temperature up to like, I don't know, 35 in here, and then stick about 50 sweaty kids up front, all bouncing, and then you get the feel for what it's like at camp. It's a blast.
Anyway, we've been directing now. This is our 10th summer that we've been directing and visiting churches and stuff. And we thought, well, for 10 years, I did. I said Jill and Terry.
Okay.
So for 10 years, we thought, well, some of you, our churches have changed a lot, new people, so maybe we'd go back and tell you who we are and how we got involved with camp. We live in Plum Coulee, which is near Winkler. So about 10 years ago at this time, we were actually living in the Dominican Republic. Our oldest two children had been born there. And we had moved back in July to Plum Coulee. Terry got a teaching job in Winkler. That's how we ended up there. And my cousin was on the GLBC board at the time, and they were looking for new directors. Theirs had finished that summer, and he had called us in September and said, would you direct? And we were like, not a chance, no way. We just moved back to a new country. We have to figure all this out, new job. Everything was new to us. And so kind of left it, and then January, he called us again. And I kind of laughed, and I said, you have good timing, or God has good timing, because just that week, Terry and I, it was middle of winter, we were sitting around, and we were kind of talking. I said, we're bored. There's nothing to do here. We're like, it's winter, everybody's inside, we didn't know anybody, new church, new neighborhood, everything was new to us. We had no friends, and we were just like, so Chad called, we're like, sure, we'll do it, we need something to do. So anyway, that turned into 10 years. 10 years later, so we're still doing it, and so we're not bored anymore. we still have plenty to do, but anyway, that's how we ended up at this camp. So,
yeah, and the other thing we thought, well, maybe if we could give a picture of the impact over 10 years. When we look back, I mean, look back to some of the pictures that we've had 10 years ago, and I mean, just some of our counselors were the tiniest of junior campers back then, and it's just been really neat to see people grow. And although we are a small camp, I mean, we run for two and a half weeks a summer. We have a junior camp, a teen camp, and a youth retreat, and sometimes it seems small, sometimes it seems insignificant, so I added up some of the pieces here, and basically over 10 years, we've been running 20 weeks of camp, and we've registered over 1,000 campers. We've worked with over 350 staff members, served over 370 meals, and approximately 440 times we've preached the gospel in chapel and cabin devotions to the campers that have come to the camp. And it's, I don't know, to look back and see how those numbers have grown and how the people involved have grown, and truthfully how the churches have grown as we have come to visit has been really a blessing for us, and so I hope that it's a blessing for you as well. We have a lot of fun with the kids. It's a blast, and I don't know, maybe credit to keeping us young. It's so fun to be out there with the kids, and it's part of the reason that we come back. Smile on my face every time I hear some of those songs, because I can be there pretty fast. I can close my eyes and be back in that chapel, and there is truthfully wonderful and amazing things that happen in that chapel. To look back at some of the highlights from last year, I would say a couple of our highlights. I'll pick one from each camp. From our junior camp, we had Dana Folkerts as our speaker. She did a great job, and one of the things that she had a heart for, she said, you know, it's usually a teen camp thing that we do, more of a serious campfire when we get a little bit deeper. And the juniors, it's often hard to keep them around the campfire like that. They're running, and they're all about the fun end of it. But she had had set up a time on a Thursday night campfire where we could spend some time just singing some songs, and had definitely more of a serious tone to it. And it was really well received by a bunch of the junior campers, even some of the youngest ones who were just, I don't know, it's maybe sometimes we don't give them enough credit to be able to understand God in a, such a deep way at such a young age. And it was really neat to be able to see the deep questions and the meaningful time that we could have around the campfire. So I really appreciated that Dana did that for us. As well, in teen camp, we had a speaker actually out west, Ross Breitkreitz, and all he did was tell a story. He told the story from the beginning. He went back to Genesis, and he showed how Christ was a part of the picture right from the beginning. And because he is a fantastic storyteller, and because he's so passionate about the gospel, the kids got a really neat perspective of how the whole Bible goes together and how this is painting a picture from day one. And it was, you know, we love getting those parent emails and things afterwards about hearing, you know, who is this guy? My kid wants to be in contact with this guy, and he gave him a book, and now he won't stop reading this book. Or I woke up Saturday morning, and my kid was already awake, reading his Bible in his bed. So what is that about? Like, they want to know, like, what happened to this week that this is the case? And so it's just, I don't know, that part is so awesome to be able to hear the feedback about how impactful that can be in their lives. Just a little tag on to that. I was reading in a devotional a little while ago, and it stuck with me, a statement that was, I got it. The fact is, he said, that sin is a bigger disaster than we think it is, and that grace is more amazing than we can comprehend that it is. And I don't know if it hits you on a day-to-day basis the way it hit me that day, just how we can be real complacent in our everyday lives, and we go to church, we do our things, and not that we brush it under the table, but we really minimize or marginalize our need for Christ. And to be able to look deep into our own hearts and say, like, yeah, we're not perfect, and then you start reading through Romans, and you have passage like, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, or there's no one righteous, not even one, and you get a really depressive picture until you get to Romans 5:8, and I just want to make sure I have this translation, sorry. It's the classic NIV one. And it says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And I think maybe we need a reminder of that often. And the beauty of camp is that is just a constant reminder at camp. And we can take away all of those busyness pieces and all the distraction pieces from a year. It happens to our campers, it happens to our counselors, and it happens to us. And it's such a wonderful time to be able to sit there and realize, you know, we look at each other and it's like, wow, we're all sinners and we all fall short of the glory of God. But what amazing grace. What amazing grace that while we were sinners, he died for us and he came for us. And like, that part never gets old. We can change programming. We can go through different styles. Society can choose what's cool and what isn't. The grace of God just isn't, it's timeless. It doesn't change. And to tag on to what was said here before, I got no qualms about asking money from the front. And so we have been very blessed by what you give, and we thank you so much for how you support us. But I will add a little tag to that. What we love about seeing in camp and what we love seeing in these churches is how you people invest. And that's not just money. That's your heart. That's your soul. That's what you give to the church body. And so there are no rewards. There's no gift that wouldn't reap immeasurable rewards when you give. And so, I mean, I don't like talking about money myself, but we know, and we've from experience, like, giving back to the Lord is always, always a great thing. So,
some new things that we've started at camp the last couple years. We're just going to highlight those. We did, I don't know if you could tell in the photos exactly what was happening, but we started a rocketry making shooting off program. We did that in junior camp. The kids had a lot of fun with that. We took it to the dock and shot them off and lost them in the middle of the lake, but the kids had a lot of fun building those. We did paintball as a skill for teen camp. Another thing we put in, if you've come to our camp, we know we have horizontals, which is kind of quiet time. Counselors love it, campers hate it. And so we instituted what we called TAWG, which is T-A-W-G, Time Alone with God, and that was kind of a more intentional time that we had the kids outside with a Bible and a notebook and a journal, and they could either read their Bible and pray or journal or just sit there quietly, and we did that for half an hour, and then they kind of had the choice of whether they wanted to go to their cabin and just have horizontal time or if they wanted to have this TAWG time that we did outside, and it was really well received, and we will continue doing that this year again. Also, we're on Instagram, which is kind of new to us, and it's just a way of communicating, and so if you want to follow us, we do not post pictures of your children. We post pictures of the beautiful scenery, hoping to entice you to camp. So that's more just a way of communication, and just to communicate and let you guys know what's going on. And on that note, too, the other week I had posted staff and some of our needs we want, and I was so annoyed. I was like, everyone likes my post. I had like 50 likes within 10 minutes, but I actually need people. Like, we need like staff. So I was talking to friends and they're like, just whoever likes it, just say you're putting them down to work at camp. I was like, oh, that's a good idea. So anyway, that's why I'm posting, because we actually do need help. So, and on that note, we do need staff. We are looking for still counselors. We need 5 girl counselors, 6 male counselors for junior camp. We need 3 female counselors for teen camp. We're still looking for lifeguards, and that's kind of a big one. So if you know anybody that would be able to come to camp, we do pay our lifeguards. If that helps, if they can take a week off or something, that's kind of important. Potential speakers we're still looking at. So those are some of our biggest needs. If you can help in that way, that would be great. And you're never too old to work a camp. We always say, some of our counselors or people say, oh, I'm too old to help, or I'm too old, but we need older staff, we need mature staff, we need everybody there, so that's just on a note that everyone can be helpful and find a part to work at camp.
Okay, so some details. Our dates, so July 28th to August 2nd is our junior camp, August 4th to 9th is our teen camp, and then August 9th to 11th is still entitled our youth retreat, but that is going to be a little bit different. This year we're trying to focus it a little bit in the sense that we'd like to make it a discipleship type of weekend. And so we are definitely wanting everybody to feel welcome. It's not like it's specifically designed for any one type of camper. Whether that's college and career, whether it's high school, whether it's friends that are tagging along, It's just that we're trying to give it a little something. We found that some students or campers don't really totally know who it's for or what it's for, and so we're just being a little bit more intentional about the fact we want to meet you where you're at in your walk with the Lord. So if that is near the beginning, then the discipleship of learning and growing in faith is one thing, absolutely. And then as you go on, it's learning and growing and maturing, and to the point of being able to make disciples yourself. So if we can have disciples who make disciples would be the piece there. And so just as that is a continuum, we want to meet them where they're at and to be able to provide not just a refreshing and relaxing time, which it is, and it's a great time, kind of a camp reunion-ish time, but also a time to be able to learn and grow with a little bit more of a focus. As well, junior camp, just if you are thinking about putting somebody in for junior camp, please be aware that it is just about full. So if you are wanting some camp applications in, please do that quickly. And yeah, finally, we just thank you for your support as a church, for your fundraisers, for today, just your willingness and the amount of faces that have shown up at camp and worked at camp and are supporters of us. We feel it and we love it. We covet your prayers, and we thank you so much for